This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. India has confirmed the killing of National Security Chief Ali Larijani and the head of Basij Force Ghulam Reza Soleimani in Israeli strike. Larijani was one of Tehran's most prominent figures in the ongoing war against the US and Israel and close confidant of slain leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his son Mojtaba. The confirmation comes hours after Israel said it eliminated two of the top Iranian security officials, including Larijani, in an Israeli strike aimed at weakening the Iranian leadership amid the ongoing conflict. Iran's Fars news agency said Larijani was targeted by American and Israeli fighter jets while he was at his daughter's house in the Pardis district east of Tehran. Iraq's capital, Baghdad, has been rocked by a series of explosions close to the U.S. embassy yesterday in the city's heavily fortified green zone as the rapidly escalating U.S.-Israeli war on Iran continued to spill over the border. Security sources said that at least three explosive drones also targeted a U.S. diplomatic facility near Baghdad International Airport, activating CRAM air defense systems. A fire also broke out near the central bank in the Al-Jadriya district, where debris from an aerial object had fallen close to the building's main gates, citing Iraqi authorities. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that most NATO allies have declined to join the U.S. military operation against Iran, criticizing the alliance and asserting that Washington does not need foreign support. He added that despite the reluctance, almost every country strongly agreed with what U.S. is doing and that Iran cannot in any way, shape or form be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Trump said he was not surprised by NATO members' response. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the President of United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, yesterday. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders discussed the current situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he reiterated India's strong condemnation of all attacks on the UAE that have resulted in loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. Lok Sabha will take up discussion and voting today on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare for 2026-27. The House is also scheduled to take up discussion and voting on the demands for grants under the control of Home Ministry, External Affairs Ministry and Power Ministry. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha last evening, Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said the financial health of railways has improved significantly under PM Modi's leadership in the last 10 years.
The financial health of the railways has improved significantly due to the efforts made over the past 10 years under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister. The railways has a strong focus on safety, passenger amenities, and enhancing the facilities provided to passengers.
Meanwhile, Parliament passed the Appropriation Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion yesterday. Lok Sabha had already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. The Election Commission has deployed 1,111 central observers for the Assembly elections of Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and the by-elections in six states. The Commission said that among them, 557 are general observers, 188 police observers and 366 are expenditure observers. In badminton, India's Akarshi Kashyap enters the women's singles main draw at the Orleans Masters 2026 badminton tournament after winning both her qualifying matches yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.